One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Everybody, welcome back to We Didn't Read It.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Woo!
What do we have here on the podcast today? Let's go around this way. Who do we
have
here?
Hey, I'm Tommy Armstrong.
And it's Julia. Let's do last names. Julia De Cesare.
And this is Grace Ryder.
Hi, Dilly.
Hi, Dilly.
Welcome back, everybody. How are we doing today on this fine freaking Wednesday?
I'm good. I'm wearing the shirt that Hyde usually wears when he's acting as a dad.
Oh, that is that.
It looks like you'd own it, like
Thank
in a good
you.
Way.
Thank you. I do like these lines. It looks like they was drawn on with colored pencils.
Yes. Yes,
Did
I like
your,
that.
Was your shirt, you thought it'd be too distracting? It was soaking wet. Yeah. He was wearing a cool Scooby-Doo shirt.
He was. I've never seen that sweatshirt before, but it was really cool.
He was going to see it in some upcoming sketches.
You guys are kind of matching. Not matching, but like complimentary outfits today.
Yeah.
I like the blue and the green.
Right. My green sort of brings out the green in his duck for the audio listeners.
It's Kai's also making your eyes pop.
Really?
In a different sort of way. This, but they're given green.
The eyes are giving green.
Because of the green reflection.
This is true. There's Am also, I one of those people where the eyes change?
The,
eye, based
the eyes
on,
change based on my mood.
My mood. You don't want to see me when I'm angry. But also for the audio listeners, I'm wearing boots.
Fire outfit by Grace.
My grandfather, I could be totally wrong about this, that he had a pair of alligator skin boots, I think. I could be
That's
wrong.
Pretty cool.
Well, when we were in Austin, we were looking at stingray boots. Stingray, ostrich skin is big also. Yeah.
I remember the stingray. We were in Austin together, and we both were seriously considering $2,000 cowgirl boots. And we were feeding each other's delusions, kind of, because I was like,
what was the shop?
It's they were $1,700. The ones I was looking at were
$1,700.
That's how much the one I was looking at too. Yeah,
these were like 18 or something.
Or something. Yeah,
but they were awesome. They had like really cool designs in them, and they last.
They're all like handmade in Mexico too.
They're handmade.
How much is a cow? Like, is a cow cheaper than the boot form?
Should we buy a cow? Should we start a cow?
Should we get a cow? Skin it? How much boot could you get from one cow?
Well, the amount of work to get from cow to boot, a lot of labor probably.
Yeah, the cow has to go through a lot of labor in order to turn into a boot.
Yeah,
that's true. They got to do a lot of...
Killed.
Yeah, skin. The skin has to stretched out. You got to do all this stuff. I don't know.
The cowgirl boots, maybe we could insert picture of the cowgirl boots I was considering. Insert here. Should we talk about our comedy show that we have tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, me, and this will be out. The show already happened at this point. It probably killed. It probably went really well.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Tomorrow went really well.
Wow. They were all so good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
What was your favorite joke?
My favorite joke was when Julia did that thing.
Oh, thank you. That was my favorite joke, too.
But yeah, tomorrow, Thursday, August 29th, me, Julia, and Tommy are doing a joint comedy show at the Gilded Club in Syracuse.
Yeah.
We're very excited.
And it's the first one, I think. Did you say you've produced a different show before?
No, I never produced a comedy show
before. This is the first show any of us have really produced. I mean, I produced like student shows, but this is different.
Yeah, I had a show in college, but it was not like this.
I've been to joint shows where they pass out joints, but I haven't been to like a show where we form a joint
nice.
Trio.
Boom!
But we're very excited. And So there's lots of like planning and prep, and we're just trying to hope it all goes smoothly. So it's a new experience. I'm very excited to hear their sets.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the turnout.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty good right now. The tickets.
We've sold quite a few tickets.
Yeah.
We'll tell you next podcast if we sold out.
They're going to hear a lot of this.
A lot of that.
And a lot of this.
I'm really excited about the show. People have been very supportive. People we know are like, we're buying tickets, we're coming. People we don't even know that well. We're like, we're coming. Like, we're so excited. And so it's really cool.
Yeah.
Syracuse community.
I still have to like figure out my whole set, but I'm going to do that tonight. So it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll worry about that later. Let's do this first. Speaking of, what did we not read today?
We didn't read The Hunger Games.
Dun, dun, dun.
Y'all ever heard of that one?
Oh.
Those ones.
Actually, it's a major motion picture, and they're coming out with another one, and I'm super excited. This one's all about, allegedly, Haymitch, but people also think it's going to be about Plutarch Evansby.
Which one is Plutarch?
He's the game maker in Catching Fire who gets replaced. And
with the beard? Like that beard?
No.
Oh, no, the guy with the gray hair.
Yeah, he replaces
him. He's very
him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
These came out like a while ago now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Where'd they come out in like 2012?
Did you read them before the movies?
Yes, I did. I did. I was a fan.
Aw, that's so fun.
Yeah, Katniss, it launched Jennifer Lawrence's career, basically.
Yeah,
she was
much.
22.
She was so good.
I love her.
I know.
Just those movies are just good. Like, Catching Fire is like one of my favorite movies ever.
They're so well made.
I haven't seen them since they were in theaters.
You should rewatch them.
You should rewatch them. I feel like they're so good. Like, I love it. I just also love world building.
World building and like, yeah, it's so good.
I feel like the story told from the game maker's perspective is going to be like a strategy video game.
Mm.
It's going to be like Civilization.
Yeah. How do I kill
kids? Well, because there's
kids.
Because what happens is like environmental stuff now is in fact. Like, because with, well, I guess I was kind of like, well, I don't know.
In Catching Fire, right? Like,
yeah. Like, or even, yeah, in Catching Fire, like, or in her one games, like they control the whole environment.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be a new element. That they, maybe that this will be like the brand new element that they add or something.
Did you read the prequel book?
No, I didn't. I didn't even read any of the books.
Okay, whoever does the best today wins a copy of the book.
Oh, yay!
Whoever does the best.
Yeah, it's a competition. I've made it a competition. You'll be eliminated one at a time.
Oh, also what's kind of like interesting about Hunger Games is like everybody...
I think we need to start soon.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Wait, just really quick. Everybody's always like... Not that, like, when it came out, like, the big thing was like, oh, it's another love triangle, because people are like, love triangle, but it's like, obviously, like you just said, it's about war, and everyone's like, that's what the media did, they made it all about the love triangle, but, like, really, it's about, like, propaganda and war.
I always thought when I watched the movie, and we'll start really soon, but I always thought, like, the love triangle seemed like such a small part of it.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Like, to me, I was like, everyone was like, PETA, or what's the name, Gail?
Mm-hmm.
And I was always like,
see?
Who cares?
Who?
Like,
yeah, you guess who won that one?
Our story begins in Pan Am, a North American country ruled by an authoritative regime led by President Snow. The capital's citizens live amongst opulence and wealth, while those living in the 13 districts struggle to survive, each providing a specific resource to the capital. 74 years before our tale, the districts rebelled against the capital. The 13th district was wiped out with nuclear weapons, and when the districts lost the war, they were punished for their uprising with the Hunger Games. Each year, a reaping is held where two children, one boy and one girl, from ages 12 to 18, are selected via lottery from each district as tributes and are made to battle it out in a televised, brutal death match for the entertainment of those living in the capital. Only one tribute will make it out alive.
Okay, should we close our eyes or something?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hyde's been eliminated.
I feel like I know exactly what's going to happen here.
I think I
saw
predicted
a peek.
This.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh my gosh, Hyde!
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
Are you guys seeing this? He has blue mascara on his eyes.
Oh my
gosh. Hyde, that looks amazing.
His eyebrows are like...
You look gorgeous.
That's phenomenal.
For the audio listeners, Hyde just stepped out in a blue suit. It's like black with blue detailing. A purple bob wig. His eyebrows.
Great Halloween costume.
Are thick. And he has blue eye. Or
what's this character's name again?
Caesar Flickerman?
Flickerman.
It's great.
Okay, so now one of us an episode is getting dressed up, or is it just Hyde? And any episode Hyde is in, he gets an outfit.
So Hyde's got to be that character?
Can you give us, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hunger Games.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Katniss Everdeen, the girl on fire!
Oh my God! Oh my God! Can we get like meme that? Can we? I want a clip that.
Oh my God!
Oh my gosh! I love it.
Katniss Everdeen is a 16-year-old girl living in District 12, the coal mining district. She is skilled at archery, and her best friend Gale struggle to provide for their families through illegal hunting and fishing. Gale thinks they should run away together and live off the land, but Katniss frets at the idea of leaving behind her younger sister Prim. On the day of the reaping, everyone in the town gathers in front of the watching cameras to see who will be selected as tributes.
Katniss! Come on, we can live off the land! Katniss! Come on! I know a great place. It's
I don't
a creek.
I don't, Gale,
it's a creek
I don't,
we could live in it.
No,
come
I
on.
Think it's, I think it's, I, it's okay.
Katniss,
I
you, me, and the
know.
Creek. What do you say?
Gale, I told you this. I feel like you're kind of like a brother to me in like a sort of way. I feel like you're...
Oh, you got friend zoned. Who was that?
With local kids.
Oh my gosh. Wait, how did you know about this? I thought this
just,
was our secret.
You're just friends of buddy in the friend zone.
This is not a secret
Buzz
area.
Off.
This is where everyone hangs out. You guys always act. You always act like nobody sees you. We're always here.
She didn't specify that she doesn't want to be with me.
I thought this was like our special hunting spot.
She said she thinks of you as a brother.
Yes, and we're kind of from the 13th. What district are we?
12.
We're kind of from the 12th district. That can kind of swing both ways. You know what I mean?
That's a Buddy. Myth. That's made up Buddy's by the Capitol. Denial. That's not real.
Come on, sweet E.
Oh my gosh, Gale.
Come
seriously?
On.
Oh,
you're making
sweetie?
It harder for yourself.
World star. This guy's a nerd.
Oh, don't post that. Don't post that. We're not supposed to be
I'm
out here.
I'm on Instagram Live.
Shut it off. Are you?
Katniss.
Don't
record me. Katniss Everdeen, I'm sorry.
And the reaping is starting. Everyone come to the reaping.
I hope I get picked. I hope I actually get picked.
Oh my gosh, Gale, don't.
I don't think I want to live here anymore.
Gale, don't say that. Listen, okay, you're my best friend in the whole world. And if I was going to marry anyone, I would marry you probably in the sense that you're like, whatever.
Well, really?
We'll get.
I'm kind of like your last hope?
Yeah. Last person on the world ending, you would be the guy.
It'd be me?
But let's unpack this
we
after
live
the
in the creek?
Okay, sure. We could do whatever you want in the creek.
We pee in the creek?
Welcome, welcome to the reaping.
Katniss, I'm nervous.
Prim, it's okay. This is your first year. There's literally, like, I'm telling you, no way. And if it was to happen, that'd be, like, crazy.
Do you
no
promise?
Way.
Is there anything I could do to be more reapable?
Stop. You're being annoying. You can stop. You can put your name in more times.
Okay, but did you have to say that I was being annoying?
Yeah, no, you were being
because that hurt
into
my
the
feelings.
Microphone. You were being annoying. Okay, let me take the thing out.
Don't worry, Prim. There's no way they're going to say your name.
I believe
first
you.
First tribute.
Thank you.
Is
I'm not nervous.
That is the topic.
No, not words.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. We can't hear you. You're mumbling.
What's the issue?
What she say?
Jesus, what is this?
What anything?
Ken, does this usually happen?
I literally never. Actually.
Are you guys messing with me? It's like a prank you're pulling on me, the local kids.
What?
I'm saying the name.
Try saying it one syllable at a time.
Yeah, start.
Okay. Pre.
Mm.
Mm?
Oh.
Rose.
Yeah. No.
Ever. Next.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm
anybody,
so confused. That couldn't be me.
No, there's no way, because the last part's not. Yeah.
Exactly.
The last part's...
He said Primrose ever,
and that's not you. See?
No, that's not
you.
Me. Thank God. I feel
I
so much...
I think he said Primrose Everdeen.
No,
that
he said...
That's what I was trying to say.
No.
Well, that's
he
not...
He didn't say that. Shit.
Because if he would say that, that would mean my sister just got reaped.
Oh, sorry. I've had a... Primrose Everdeen.
That's definitely her.
Katniss, no. I don't want to go.
Katniss, I would step in for her. But I can't.
Gale, wait, yeah, you.
No, because I'm a boy.
You were the kid that was saying he really wanted to go.
You really wanted to go.
I do want to go.
Step in for my sister.
No, I think that's against the rules.
What about you love my
do
sister?
That, right?
Do it for the love
I'm
of
not
my.
Allowed to do that.
You can totally do that. Yeah, you could totally just volunteer right now.
Oh, great.
What do you think, Gale?
Yeah, let me. Oh, my gosh.
Hmm?
I stepped on my foot funny. I stepped on my foot funny. Now my ankle's blasted.
I don't think that matters.
Oh, yeah.
We have the games aren't for another like 2 months. You could have it healed. We have doctors. You could have it healed.
That's great.
I think it's a stress fracture. Those last a long time.
My cat. What am I going to do about my cat?
It's okay. I can watch a cat.
Gail, that is not top priority right now. Her cat, that means nothing.
No. Her cat means nothing? How does that feel? How does that feel when you hear it?
I didn't like that either.
No.
Well, it's either, okay, he eats twice a day.
Eats twice a day?
And he gets to go outside.
Jesus.
But you got to bring him in at night.
All right.
Because the hawks will get him.
Don't let the hawk get Buttercup.
A lot of stuff. High maintenance cat. You might as well send him to the games at this point.
No!
No, I better take care of the cat. Make sure the hawks don't get him.
All right, time for the next name.
No!
Wait! I volunteer!
Wait, really? Seriously?
Oh, my God.
We have a volunteer.
Wait.
You sure?
Yep. I'm walking
no
up.
No take backsies.
I'm walking up to the thing.
Thank you, Candace. You're the best sister ever.
Primrose, do you see me as a brother?
Oh, my God. She's 12!
I'm 12!
Okay, didn't answer my question. I was just curious.
Oh, my God. So it's
Buddy's trying to get out of the friend zone with a 12-year-old.
Oh, my God, Gail.
I didn't know.
Gail,
you're taking an L after.
Pick yourself up,
Gail. Your reputation is harmed.
I could be like her little big brother when you're away.
Oh, my God. You know
okay,
what?
No.
Can you just read the next name? Yeah. I got to get out of here.
What is up with these goofy fucking ass names? Peter Malark.
Oh, Peter?
You're kidding me. Peter?
That's me. Hello, I'm the baker boy, Peter.
Okay.
Oh,
hey.
Let me set down my big sack of flour. I have very strong arms from all the flour sacks I hoist.
This is your teammate. You have to rely on him.
I could kill him.
Wait, what? Me? I'm going to be in the Hunger Games?
Yeah. I just said your name into the microphone.
You just said your name.
You got reaped, bitch.
Oh, no, I have so many kicks to make.
Not anymore.
Get up there. Oh, okay.
I'm security and you're going.
Ow.
Did you think this would work? You thought that would work to get you out of the Hunger Games? I have so many kicks to make. No, you're a double in the Hunger Games now. Now you're in the next one, too, even if you win this one.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay, well, okay. This is about...
Anybody like to volunteer?
No, it seems no one wants to do that. I'm so sorry.
I volunteer.
You can't volunteer for yourself.
You didn't even try to change your voice or like talk out of the side of your mouth. Look, who said that? You just...
I volunteer.
No, it's too late.
What?
You know, Peeta and Katniss are going, this is about as long as I can interact with you pores.
Oh.
Time to ship off.
After saying goodbye to Gail and her family, Katniss boards a train to the Capitol. With her on the train are stylish Effie Trinket, a Capitol representative who serves as escort for the District 12 tributes, District 12 mentor Haymitch Abernathy, a sardonic drunk and the only tribute from District 12 to ever win the Hunger Games, and thoughtful, kind Peeta Malark, the boy tribute from District 12. Peeta is the baker's son, who once snuck Katniss bread when she and her family were starving. Peeta and Katniss have never seen anything like the food and opulence on the train, and this mismatched group prepare for the games while stuck on this train together.
Welcome to the best time of your life.
Hey.
I am Haymitch.
Hi.
Haymitch, hi. I'm Peeta, the biggest son.
He's never going to make it.
I'm Effie Trinket. We met. You want to relax?
Sorry, I come from a starving district.
No, eat up. You're going to freaking die.
Exactly, yes. What's your favorite thing here?
I like the chocolate-covered strawberries.
Oh,
those
what?
Are really
oh,
good.
Oh, my gosh.
Pace yourself. Good. Jeez. Oh, my God.
No. I'm gonna eat.
Oh, jeez.
My plan is to get too fat to where I just die when I get up out there. Like, my stomach just
what
explodes.
What do you mean?
I'd like to just...
Have a heart attack and die.
Have a heart attack
natural
and die.
Causes.
Yeah.
One time she said her family was starving, so I snuck her bread. I think she was lying.
You think she
what?
Was lying?
I feel like you just kind of told that story to make yourself look
yeah,
good.
What?
Yeah, you can't just bring up good things you did in the past.
Oh, everybody hates me. Oh.
I don't like this guy.
Who is this? Mickey Mouse over here.
You're such a sardonic drunk. Is there any other mentors we have?
Either you guys have either... Either you guys have any survival training or hunting?
Yes!
What are you... Okay, I would love to hear this.
Our big cakes, And pies and bread.
Why'd you say pies? Like that was the big pies. That was the big one. Pie and pies. Like
I that, would pie. Say,
that
would
yeah, save. Yeah, how is that gonna help you in the Hunger Games, PETA?
Anything can be in a pie.
Okay.
Great.
Like anything? Knives?
That's one of the weapons you get is like an easy bake
knives?
Oven.
Knives?
Fucking idiot.
What about
damn, Effie, I like you.
What about you, Hottie? What are you?
Oh.
What?
Hey, Mitch. Whoa.
It's hot. I'm sorry.
She's 16. Fuck. Well, we are sending them to die. Where are the moral? I don't know why I'm chastising you.
Yeah, we draw the line at statutory.
Yeah.
Sorry. I take it back.
It's all right.
I'll just call you like, hey, girl.
Sure, that's great.
Hey, girl.
Yep.
What's up with you? What are your skills?
I mean, I hunt a little bit in within the parameters of my district. I don't, you know, anyways. But my dad taught me how to make a bow, so I can make a bow.
Oh, your probably. Dad, how's he doing?
He's probably alive, right?
No, he died in a coal mining accident.
Oh, that freaking sucks.
Yeah, but at least you guys have power up at the Capitol.
Yeah. Coal mining death.
That blows. I don't even know what coal mining is.
He got buried alive and died.
Yes. We made a coal cake. It had little bits of what looked like coal around the top with the piping.
You made a coal cake for the coal
super
funeral?
Super insensitive. But it tasted amazing.
Oh, well, that's
yes.
Nice. Okay, so you could at least bake a cake in the games over a fire.
So that's your strategy. You'll bake a cake and you'll complain about your dead dad.
You're going to look fabulous. Effie's freaking...
So you chose to just completely disregard the hunting and I can make a bow and arrow from scratch? You chose to disregard... That's what happens when women speak.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you kind of buried the lead, like your dad, with not saying the dad dead thing first. You said the hunting thing and then...
I brought up the relevant information that is relevant to the Hunger Games. What does my dead dad being in... I'll tell you what, if there's a coal mine, I'll probably die in it. But that's I was probably going to do that anyways in District 12, so.
That's where the games take place. You're in a coal mine filled with easy bake ovens. So y'all are... Yeah,
so you guys are going to be fine. You guys are going to be great.
Really?
Mitch, tell them about how you won the games.
Well, it wasn't great.
What did you do to win?
I lit everyone on fire.
Oh wow. I feel like I remember
it
that
was
year.
Pretty crazy.
It was in the news. It was completely unnecessary.
That was the thing. He didn't have. You could have easily shot him.
It was so. I had a knife. There was an electric storm coming. You ever heard of that?
Electric storm. No, I actually. I think
it's when the rain
is electricity.
Is electrocutes you
like Fortnite?
Right.
Yes, like in Fortnite. Fortnite. And so instead, I just tricked everyone into becoming my friend, and then I said, "Hey, what would be helpful is if you." Climbed into that tree, and then I lit the trees on fire, and I won.
That made the game makers even like, oh, shit, this guy's sick.
No, they asked me to be a game maker.
Was it the last group of people? That's how you won? How many people did you convince?
Seven people.
You convinced seven people to climb up the tree.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, I'm sorry. I think I missed it. How did you get them up there? Just, I need help. Can you get that? What did you say?
I said I left something up there.
Yeah.
And then I did, you know, if you reverse psychology, I was like, bet you guys couldn't get up there and get my
thing. And all
seven
of them.
And all seven of them, it was kind of like a hive mentality. Is that what it's called? Herd mentality. They were like, oh, I could do it. I'm a big, tough guy. And they all climbed up there. And then I lit the thing on fire.
Hardcore.
So I will be mentoring you guys. I know my stuff. You probably won't have to light anyone on fire, though.
Did you just like hide the whole time until the end when
yes.
there's seven people?
Nobody had
so
seen me.
The whole games you're thinking, how am I going to kill these people? I'll tell them something's up in the tree.
Because I knew if I was going to kill anybody, I had to kill them in a group. Because I'm not
right.
good one-on-one. On one-on-one, I have social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty, yeah.
So one-on-one
Talk
is very difficult
awkward situation.
For me. I
yeah.
know. I didn't want to have to plan the whole thing. So I was just like, get them up there.
Great. How long is this train?
Really, we're passing by the mountains really quick.
Oh, beautiful. That's gorgeous.
And we're past them.
I think I'm going to quit.
That's not an option.
So that doesn't work.
They'll kill your family if you quit, PETA.
If you run away, we'll shoot you in the back.
Oh.
All right, guys, there is 5 people here. Did you know that 1 in 5 people have learned a new language on their bucket list?
I did not know that. Which one of us?
Which one of us is the imposter?
I've definitely said about 4 times this year, at least, that I want to learn Spanish.
This is true.
Have I made an active effort? Not really.
I've always wanted to learn Japanese. I'm one of those people.
That's cool. It's a cool language.
It's hard to learn it without being surrounded by it also.
That's true. They say the best way to learn a language is just to like move there and just like immerse yourself. But like,
who can do that?
The sponsor of this episode actually could help us with this goal that we have. Babbel.
Babbel.
This episode is brought to you by Babbel.
Yeah. You know when you're trying to eavesdrop on somebody, but they're speaking Polish? You know where that happens?
Oh my God, all the time.
It just sounds like a baby babbling.
Yep.
And Babbel helps to unlock those secrets that they are keeping from you.
Yeah, if you use Babbel, you can hear people's secrets.
Yeah, it's like reading their thoughts pretty much.
And you can tell them your secrets in their language.
Yeah, and then they have to be your friend.
So if you guys want to learn a new language, you should check out Babbel because I believe there's a special offer for our listeners.
Here is a special limited time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners. At babbel.com/didn'treed.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/didn'treed. That's Babbel, babbel.com/didn'treed.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
When they arrive in the capital, the pair are put through a beauty regimen and meet with stylists to become camera ready. They begin training with the 22 other tributes, many of whom are bigger, stronger, and more ruthless. Though Katniss impresses with her archery, and Peeta is surprisingly good at camouflage. They participate in live, massive, spectacle TV interviews with the flashy host of the Hunger Games, Caesar Flickerman. Tributes who win fans amongst the capital can receive special aid from them during the games. During Peeta's interview, he admits on camera to a long-held secret about Katniss.
Can anyone see me?
Peeta Malark.
Can you see me?
Yes, everyone can see you. You're on camera right now in front of the whole world.
Oh.
Get it together.
Oh, camouflage is not working for me.
Why'd you try to put on camouflage? You're coming on my talk show.
Oh, I was trying to just demonstrate my skills.
I'm Caesar, by the way. Caesar.
Caesar.
Flickerman.
Flickerman.
And I'm very a producer. Can you please? You're on TV. Everyone can see you.
Oh.
So we got to get the interview going because we have a lot other tricks.
For like 1 second?
Yes. Okay, we're cut.
You're fucking this up, kid. You're a fucking amateur.
No.
I hope you fucking die first.
Honestly.
All right. And
you're making it worse with your
and
goddamn...
And we're on air.
And we're back with Peeta Malark, boy genius.
Oh, I have a secret about Katniss. Yes.
What is that? Did she turn you into a real boy?
She is not what she seems. Why?
Wow. What is that?
Why, Katniss, one time, she kidnapped...
And cut. We're out of time.
God. And we're out of time.
Oh, my God.
Kid. Oh, my God.
We're going to be back in commercial from commercial in 20 seconds.
I was going to say how she kidnapped my sister.
Keep it in.
Oh, my God.
What?
What?
Not true.
Wait, you can't say that.
Not true.
You're going to ruin everything.
You fucking, what the fuck? Who is this kid? Genuinely, when the games start, run onto the mines. There's mines, you should do that.
And we're back on air.
And I just love this kid so much. You have so much heart.
Hey, I just heard there was a secret that wanted to come out about me, so I thought I would come here to join and have him tell the secret face to face.
He's a very innocent, lighthearted secret.
Yeah, what's this secret you want to tell so bad?
I don't like that look on his face.
Oh, it's just something to do with my sister. Do you remember?
Your sister?
Yes.
Slow pushing.
I don't think I recall.
You can...
Are you making up lies to make me look bad so nobody donates to me? Is this what's happening here?
No.
Are you making up untruths?
You took my sister! You took her for days! You took her and you kept her from us and you said no! She's not with me! She's not with me!
This has got to be the most blasphemous thing I've ever heard. Why would I take your sister? I'm poor. I can't even fend for my own family.
Because she caught you. She caught you hunting illegally.
This is not true.
And we're cutting.
What the fuck,
Peeta? There's 200 million people watching right now. There's only 100 million people in Penn.
We can call it a prank, okay?
This is great.
We could say,
you could get my family killed.
No.
What the fuck is wrong with
Peeta,
you?
You got to double down on this.
Oh, no, we didn't
double
know
down.
She
gotta double down.
Our ratings are going to go through the roof.
Crazy.
No.
I did not do anything of the sort. Yes, maybe I kept her in my room.
Can you say you did it because you loved him?
Yes, do that.
Yes, if that somehow makes it better.
It will make it better. Okay. Ready? And we're on in 5, 4, 3, and we're on.
Why did you kidnap PETA's sister here? The whole world wants to know. The world and even other people somehow wants to know.
Thank you, Caesar Flickerman, for giving me the space to tell my truth and tell my story and my side of the story.
Hashtag Katniss Truth.
Hashtag Katniss Truth. Even though it
in
may
the
not
bottom
be...
third.
Even though it might not be, you know, the most honest. It's not pretty. You have to own up to what you did. I did take his sister.
Thank you.
After school, took her back home, maybe kept her there a couple days because, and I don't want to say this, but PETA's father beats those kids.
Oh my god.
I was trying to protect her. There, if anything, she was getting more love and more care in my hands than their own Malark family.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Getting word in my ear right now. There are riots in District 12. District 12 is burning to the ground right now. The people are killing each other over this.
Daddy, she doesn't know
also,
you like we
I
do.
Also, I love PETA too, and that's something I've...
And the crowd goes wild.
and I'm struggling with that, but I do love him dearly.
What do you mean?
I mean, I've always loved you since that day you put that bread out for me when I was starving.
This is a real curveball for me, Candace.
I'm sure it is, yes. Because you thought I kidnapped your sister for whatever, God knows what.
Yes, he said that and then you admitted it.
Blackmail.
But I did because I was in my... Keep in mind, this happened when I was 12. I was a child. I still am a child. I'm 16. I'm only 4 years older.
And we cut.
Cut. You guys are not media trained at all.
No, you guys need publicists.
Did you skip media training?
Where's Effie? I thought Effie was with you guys.
I don't know. I think her and Hamish are like sneaking off doing hanky-panky.
Probably.
Well, okay. Well, I think...
Sorry.
It's okay. Next time, just maybe do, you know, be a little more organized.
But... Wait, am I going to have to pretend like I'm in love with PETA the whole time now?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Was that true?
It was a lie, PETA. Because I had to save face. You said I kidnapped your sister.
I don't care about this anymore. We're off the air. I don't have to pretend to care about you.
Right. Yeah, we have another guest coming, so if you guys could please move out of the studio.
Yes. Sorry. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we're then Catherine and...
First person, PETA.
Penis. What were their
names? Catherine Pina. Okay. Let's get a move on.
It's the Hunger Games. All 24 tributes rise out of their cylinders into an open field arena surrounded by the woods, Katniss's home turf. In the center, they see a metal cornucopia structure full of just bursting with weapons and supplies. But Katniss remembers Haymitch's words of wisdom not to go for the weapons in the center because everybody dies in a bloodbath trying to get them. Katniss and PETA decide to make a run for it, although Katniss spots on a crate a bow and arrow. The gong sounds at the start of the Hunger Games.
And the games begin!
I think we should just all be friends.
Imagine that.
Oh my god!
That knife just barely missed me. I was going to start singing Imagine. I was with you, girl.
Sing Imagine. Sing Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven.
It's easy if you try.
You have 5 seconds to run away.
Oh my god, Jesus, holy shh. Well, that scared me. That was a gunshot. That was the gong of the... That person that just died. Jesus.
Katniss, do not go for that bow. We need to run.
I should get the bow.
No.
I go into the cornucopia. I grab the backpack. I can't make it to the bow. I grab the backpack instead.
Katniss, I'll distract him.
PETA, I don't need your
help.
Everybody, I don't know what you're doing.
Look at me.
Oh, my God.
Everybody, look at me.
Okay, well, I can't waste this opportunity. I'm going to go grab the bow.
I don't even want to kill this guy.
I'm the baker's son.
My
Why
God.
Are you laughing?
PETA, just run.
They're laughing at
me. PETA, run.
They're laughing at me.
I'll meet up with you by the river.
What's wrong with your voice?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, I want to, like, cut your head off.
Yeah, but is that, like, it feels like it's too easy.
You sound like you're 4 years old.
Shit, he's going to die. I run away. Katniss runs away to the woods.
Katniss!
Should we just kill him?
Sorry, PETA.
I don't know.
This is for the interview. Fuck you.
If you want, you could, like, be in our, like, tribe, in our group.
Yeah, we can adopt
you. Okay.
You want to be with us?
Yes.
You can be like our little pet.
Yes.
Boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop. Just do whatever we say.
PETA's
okay.
So
you have
dead.
Head?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Great. Okay. That's one of your jobs.
PETA defects to the other tributes team as Katniss sprints into the forest. As the game dwindles on, a cannon can be heard, signaling the death of each tribute. The game makers later go on the loudspeaker to announce a rule change that two victors will be accepted so long as they are from the same district. Katniss, in search of PETA, trips over a rock, which turns out to be PETA's foot, because he is fully disguised in foliage and rocks.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh!
What is that?
Oh,
oh my God, I know that sound.
I wonder who that rock is.
Oh! Oh, oh, just a rock. Just a rock here.
Oh, it's the rock that sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, nothing to see, just a rock. Doo, doo, doo.
Oh.
Katniss.
PETA.
Katniss.
Hello, this is the game maker just chiming in really quick. One sec. This'll be so fast.
Listen up.
There can now be two victors, but they have to be from the same district. So just get wrap that around your heads. I hope everyone's
And another rule change. Instead of a cannon, the sound will be the rap air horn that was popular in 2016. That is now the sound.
I guess, you know, that's what the intern said. So that's what we're doing.
That's
trying to get our ratings up with Gen Z. That will be the
that's
sound
our
you
Gen
hear.
Z intern.
When your comrades die, you're going to hear.
All right. Hope everyone's having a good day. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Boop.
Thank you for the update.
Very well.
Well, I mean, I guess that's good for us because we're from the same district.
You left me.
Well, to be fair, you know, it's kill or be killed, but now it's survive together with the person from your district.
Yes, so long as you can trust them.
Oh, come on.
Drama.
Are you serious right now? Because you're the one who told the whole Panem that I kidnapped your sister.
You better keep your voice down. Who did this to me? Is not very far away.
Did what? What's wrong with you?
I hear them.
There's a cave over here. Get up now.
Sorry, no one actually died. I was watching Vines and I had the mic on. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I was watching Best Vine Compilation.
Was
King
there
Buck.
A phone Jeez. In the an iPhone in the cornucopia?
No, I'm a game maker.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, press the button by accident with your elbow.
That scared me.
Anyway,
sorry. Carry on. We're turning off the intercom now.
Yep. Right. Thanks, guys. Jesus, amateur, what is this? It's their 70th-something game.
Hey, guys.
Oh!
Hey, we're the careers, the district 1 and 2.
Okay.
And
where'd you get those carrots?
They were in the cornucopia.
Yeah, ever cornucopia much?
Yeah,
you
guys.
Are you going to kill us with the carrot?
Why are you holding them like that?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I was hungry.
What's up with this food-based weaponry?
He's dressed up as a...
He's using his baking skills.
I wanted to know if you guys were hooking up. Because I don't know if I believe all the bullshit.
Oh, no, I'm available.
What, babe? Are you serious?
No, I'm joking.
Because we made a pact where you could give head in the game if it meant survival. And so I know, like, maybe I haven't broken it. I mean, I haven't used it yet. I haven't given head for survival. But if you've given head for survival, let me know.
I think he did. And he gave it to me. And
you think? You don't remember?
No, he did.
Okay, yeah.
And he insisted we do it right next to the cameras.
Very well, we did.
Okay, that's okay, babe.
So you are hooking up, but that was his one, like...
He did get a hall pass, so I'm just saying, if he says he's available, he's just lying for survival.
For survival.
We are...
Got it.
I'm yours.
And I'm
the girl who abandoned me.
And you to me as well, we're the same. One and one. Mm-hmm. He has my heart.
Very well.
One of my sponsors sent me a phone with TikTok, and there's a lot of people shipping y'all. They're making edits of y'all.
Cute! Fine.
Can I see?
Peteness is your name?
Peteness.
Adorable. It's edits of y'all.
Peteness. It's a horrible name.
What's Peteness? Kata.
Peteness. Kata?
That song by the Cranberries. What you gotta do? Your attitude, just the way you are. But it's y'all.
Very good.
I know I'm such a fool for you. That's our song.
That's so cute.
So are you guys from the same district, or are you both districts?
No, we're opposite districts.
Yeah, our parents met in this. This is a funny story. Our parents were on vacation in this, and they met.
Got a knife!
Oh my God, okay. Peter Jesus,
Can you give him one second?
Yes, I want to hear the story, of course.
Well, first you gotta know, my grandfather, he owned a factory, and he was in District 4, and then
lumber.
So he settled in District 4, and then my mom's dad, he had like a
yeah.
like a he was like a coat.
I noticed a tracker jacker thing up there, so I'm scaling the tree as you're like talking.
You still got the knife.
Yeah, so
then, like, I got the knife on the girl.
And then so they went to like the same camp. The same like summer camp together.
Fine.
But they didn't know they were at the summer camp.
No
that
way.
They met later.
Great.
Like a bar.
I've played a million times. They, never gets old.
They were both were like Camp Nanawaka, and they knew the signal.
Camp Nanawaka.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they didn't. But then they still didn't hit it off because my mom had a boyfriend at the time. So that's the story. But then they met later. Anyway, my dad kept calling. And, oh my God,
my damn story is still going on. Oh, kill him.
Two Vine air horns blast, announcing the death of those two tributes. Katniss and Peeta find themselves back at that center field. They are the only two left. The game makers make the announcement that rule change from before has been revoked, and there can only be one victor. Katniss and Peeta look at each other.
We won! We Peeta, won!
That was a rush. We did it. We beat the Hunger Games.
Hey, guys, just really quick chiming in. This is just the game maker.
We're coming out soon.
Congrats on being the last two to survive. You guys are going to be so mad at me.
Thank you.
But actually, only one of you can make it out, so I'm going to have to see some blood. Intern, anything?
What?
We also changed the canon again. Now it's bruh.
So bruh. Prepare to hear one final bruh.
One bruh.
So that's it. Sorry, I know you guys are gonna be so mad, but like
are
that's
you serious?
It.
Serious?
Goodbye. Carry on.
Oh no. I'm a rock.
You're a rock.
I'm a rock.
Okay, Peeta. I mean, you do realize.
Don't kill me, please. Oh, I'm a rock.
We don't have to. Maybe we could go out, find some other people, and maybe.
You're just trying to trick me.
Jesus, you gotta stop with all this. Oh. I think there might still be some people left. I think there's like four more bras left.
Intercom. What? Hey, hey, I'm chiming in. There's nobody else left. It's just you two.
You're kidding.
No, bruh. I'm not kidding.
No, bruh. Sorry. I was watching Vine.
He hit the. Yeah, it. Sorry. He has the Bluetooth connected to the intercom system.
Who is this kid?
I'm sorry.
I'm President Snow's grandson. They let me hang out up
here. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't deserve this.
So if you guys could just figure it out, we only have like a little bit of airtime left. So if somebody could die soon.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Yeah. And we're out.
How about this? How about we go on either sides of the arena and we just run really fast and bump into each other and see, I don't know, something, maybe like old jesters type of stuff. We get, maybe there's horses around here we could get on.
Chiming in one more time. That sounds like it sucks. Can you do something more exciting than that?
What if I shoot an arrow up and whoever it lands on is who just dies?
Sure.
That's the only fair way to do it. We're not going to give them a bloodbath. We're not going to give the Capitol what they want. I'm saying this to camera Capitol. You will not defy us.
I'm going to put a Snapchat filter on her.
Women are so ugly when they're mad.
Putting the dog Snapchat filter on her.
Yeah. You cannot make us monsters. You do not control me.
Eh?
Eh? Eh? Okay, what do you say, Peeta?
Oh, but yes.
Let's kill each other at the same time.
No!
I'll shoot an arrow and you paint me like a rock or something.
Wait, what? No!
Yeah.
Then you, I die and you look Peeta, like a rock?
Peeta, use your strength from the flower to throw a giant rock at my head and I'll shoot you in the head with my arrow and we'll both die at the same time and then the Capitol will have no victor.
Okay, here it comes.
Okay. The arrow hit the rock and then it bounced back off.
Stop! 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 Hey!
Oh my God!
I don't like this.
Okay, guys. So sorry. So sorry. Please don't kill each other. You can both win.
You're kidding.
So
me.
You won.
Oh my God!
What did you do?
That's great.
We just won the Hunger Games.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. But,
yeah.
You're so much hotter with a deeper voice. I'm serious. It's really working
so
for me.
Sweaty.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and all the blood on me and stuff.
And now we cut our airtime goes to the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
That's my seat. Don't sit there, Penny. Bazinga!
The cameras zoom in on Katniss and Peeta just making out. And now you know all about the Hunger Games.
I don't know if there's a winner,
but I feel like Miss Effie Trinket.
Because of the costume, I was cheating.
No, you also had the great Byung 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 contributions.
I feel like Tommy did the freaking voice the whole time.
I committed that voice the entire time.
I wanted to not back out of it.
The second scene, I was like, is he going to commit to this?
That was great. No, that's perfect. Is this part of the bit now? Like, are we going to, now we get the book so we can read it
so we
after?
Can read it.
That would require us to buy
like a Barnes & Noble thing.
I would love a little bookshelf of all the books we've
done.
That'd
maybe
be cute.
I'll do that. That'd be a cute little thing in like an apartment.
That would be really cute.
Or like a tote bag with all the books and it's like, we didn't read it. And then that's how many books. Oh, merch.
Sorry, we're just talking shop now.
This is sort of the behind the scenes for the viewers at home. Hunger Games. I feel like we did the banter about the book at the
It was great. Yeah,
I love the book. What else do we have to even freaking say about it? Like, it's just amazing. Oh, we have the recap.
So according to you guys, Katniss friend zones Gale just as the Reaping announcer murmurs to the crowd that Prim was selected. Katniss begs Gale to take Prim's place, but he hurts his foot and he has to watch his cat, so Katniss volunteers. Later, Katniss meets Haymitch, who tells her that he won the Hunger Games way back when by setting everybody on fire. During Caesar Fleckerman's interview, PETA dominates the ratings despite his horrible voice. During the games, Katniss does all the work dispatching the combatants to the tune of the game makers constantly changing the vanquished tribute sound effect. The games end with the two heroes just swapping spit in the middle of the cornucopia, and that was the Hunger Games.
Amazing.
I feel like everyone's got to rewatch The Hunger Games at least once a year.
Yeah.
Is that right? There should be a holiday.
I would like to watch it.
I'd love to, like, sure there's, like, re-releases in theaters that people, like, I feel like the Marcus Movie Tavern did one, like, not that long
ago. It's on cable all the time.
Tell you what, right now we're four roommates, and we can all watch
it. And we could all watch it tonight. So good.
Instead of preparing for tomorrow.
Okay, but I think that was We Didn't Read It.
Fun episode.
Yes, that was a fun one.
Yeah.
Hunger Games. I think this copy should be our first
in our bookshelf.
Follow us on socials, American High Shorts, College Life, Barely Adult. Follow our personals if you feel so inclined.
I'm Grace Writer 1.
I'm Tommy Armstrong.
And I'm Hyde Tommy Healy.
And I'm Hyde Healy. I'm not doing the best.
Julia's not going to get any exposure.
Julia DeCesare.
Thank you.
If you know how to spell that.
J Dice.
Figure it out.
Oh.
Who's danging?
Ding, ding, ding. Not me.
But all right, anyway, we gotta go. Thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate you all.
Yes.
So much fun.
So much fun.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
See you next week. Woo!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.